Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Central Iowa sports fans, it's time to dig deep into the world of Iowa State athletics. You're tuned to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show presented by Wilson Toyota of Ames, live from Benchwarmer Sports Bar in Ankeny.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
And now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, thanks, Andrew Downs, and welcome to the final installment of the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio show of the 2013-14 Iowa State Athletic season. My name is Chris Williams here from Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Going to sink my teeth into my final Monday night Hoiberger of the year. Tron Smith, Wilson Toyota of Ames, how are you?
Hey, man, you know, I kind of missed you, Chris.
I miss you too, man. It's been a while.
I haven't seen you in a while, man.
What's up?
I don't know, man. I kind of felt like a fat kid without his, you know, his good-looking friend or something like that. It was weird, man.
It's an odd intro.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help you. I was going to say it the other way around, but that's not. But it's been, you know what, man? It's been good. I haven't seen you
since the clones cut down the nets, man.
I know. What's going on? I mean, that's, you know, apparently that's a good sign. That means we were winning.
You're busy moving things around.
You know, but it's been good. Toyota's been good. Everything's been good.
You selling some Toyotas up
there?
Oh, man.
You know what? You're going to tell me I'm crazy, but here's the deal.
I always tell you you're crazy.
The Toyota Corolla is cutting up the scene.
See, this just boggles my mind, though, because the Corolla is this tiny little car, right?
Not anymore, man.
No?
Not anymore. This thing is cool. It's up to date. Man, we're talking standard backup camera. We're talking navigation. This thing is ridiculous.
Is it competing with the Camry now? That type of market?
I'll tell you what's competing with the Camry right now. The new RAV4 is outselling the Camry.
No way.
Oh, I'm serious, man.
But
I've never seen it.
Like
there
the number
years,
one selling vehicle in America
right.
for how
well,
many
the,
years
the,
running?
The RAV4 has taken over for the last 3 months.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy, but you know, it's a good time. You know, 0% financing on RAV4, 0% financing on Prius, 0% financing on Corolla, 0% on Camry.
Give me a zero on a Tundra and I'll be up there, buddy.
Hey, 0% for you, Chris. Consider it done.
All right, buddy. Tron Smith here, Wilson Toyota of Ames. Brent Bloom will be joining us momentarily here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. It is. We haven't seen each other for a while. I've been all over the country. I feel like from Kansas City to San Antonio to New York City and back. It's been a wild ride, Tron. The Iowa State basketball season's over. It was a – boy, there was a lot of drama with that basketball team this year. A lot of cool characters. Sad to see a couple of those guys go, but nonetheless, a very fun run. It was a season where, depending on how you look at things, if you're a glass half full, if you're a little bit of a pessimist like I am, I look at it as a season of what if, you know. I can't get past what if George Niang doesn't go down. But then there's also the side where you have to go, all right, in October, would you, if I say, hey, you, clones make the Sweet 16, I would say 99.999% of people would have signed up for that in a heartbeat.
I think 99.9% of people would have signed up for the Big 12 tournament in October. This was a really fun bunch to be around. You know, we had the opportunity, like unlike other, to really get up close and personal with these guys. And I tell you, man, it's a fun bunch. And that's where it got me. That's where it kind of got, you know, touched me close to see some of these guys leave. But the thing that intrigued me most is how, you know, usually you lose a game like that, you come off, your head's down, there's a lot of tears. These guys walked off, their heads were up, they knew they'd give it their all.
Yeah.
I think they got a little tired. I think North Carolina, I think Roy Williams had the plan to you know, just rotate every guy he can in there, and I think it wore on them a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you this, it was a completely different type locker room, I would say, compared to what happened in Dayton a year ago. That locker room was depleted. That locker room was, you know, you remember George Niang, in the emotion that he showed, and he was a freshman at the time. That was a team that really felt like, I think some of them felt like they had been robbed because there was the questionable call at the end. But I think that team really knew they were better than Ohio State, and they felt like they really let one slip away. This year's team, I felt a sense of determination in that locker room. Now, they were clearly sad to see Melvin Ejim, DeAndre Kane, a couple of All-Americans, as we learned today, according to the Associated Press. We'll get to that in a little bit. Boo Boo Paolo. But I sensed from Monte Morris, George Niang, Naz Long, Matt Thomas, and Dustin Hogue, who we'll touch on his performance here in a minute. That's a downright determined basketball team. Now they've tasted it. You know, they cut down the nets in Kansas City. They made it to the Sweet 16. It's a team where I really feel is very determined that this is going to be an annual thing for Iowa State. Now, you know, listen, by saying that, obviously, brackets come out, matchups dictate a lot of what happens in the NCAA tournament. But I really do feel like this is just the beginning. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that next year's team is better or anything like that. But, just look at the core. You look at the transfers coming in. Bright days ahead, Trump.
Well, I think about three things. You know, three names when you say that. You think about Dustin Hogue. You think about George Niang. You think about adding McKay to that. That alone is scary. You already have the confidence of Monte Morris. You already have the shooting style of Matt Thomas. And I got in a conversation with a guy about Matt Thomas today, and I made this example. Last year, I remember Naz Long, and I remember the struggles he went through as a freshman, not being able to get that shot taken care of. And then you take that guy this year, he's a totally different guy. A lot has to do with coaching, and that's what I think we'll see with Matt Thomas. But the core, the foundation of this team, if you really think about it, Chris, and Chris, be more like me and less like you, if you really, really think about it, the future is scary.
No, I think the key to next year, I think the talent is there. I think the talent is going to be fine. But trying to replicate the chemistry and the fortitude that this year's team had, that – I'm not saying I'm concerned about it because I think George Niang is a natural-born leader. He's the most well-liked guy in that locker room. And, he is a leader. He was a leader the day he stepped on campus. I'm hearing stories of George, before he's even played a game, yelling at upperclassmen during practice to work harder and whatever. So I'm confident in George in that, and I'm confident in Hoiberg's ability that he's proven year and year again to mold a locker room, to shape chemistry. But that's tough to replicate. A guy with Edgem's work ethic, and that's tough to replicate. DeAndre Kane's drive, that's tough to replicate. So they do have work to do in that department.
And there's a key, and I think the whole, I'm always saying that there always has to be a thug on every team, and I don't mean that literally, like some guy that's in trouble. But you always got to have that guy that's willing to get in there and push things around. And I think that was DeAndre Kane. He was the enforcer. He was the guy that was willing to come in. You always notice one thing. You go back and watch all the games, before they tip the ball off, DeAndre Kane's always nudging his guy. He's always letting them know, listen, this is going to be physical. And I think that's what you're going to miss. You're going to miss that. You know, that enforcing leadership in this. But you know what, man? It's been fun. It's been an unbelievable ride, and I agree with you. I think everybody in Cyclone Nation takes what they have. You know, if I said, hey, we're going to be Sweet 16 come into the season, I think everyone takes it.
It's a step forward. Let's go. Quickly, I want to remind everybody you could join us here on the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota Radio Show on the Hy-Vee Hotline, 515-284-5966. Again, the Hy-Vee Hotline is 515-284-5966 as we do a little roundtable to recap the 2013-14 season here later on in the program. We are going to look ahead to next year, maybe mold this potential starting lineup and talk about what could happen recruiting-wise in the offseason. I want to talk about some losses for the Big 12 Conference as far as players go that are going to shape the league. Also, in the second or third segment, we'll see how time goes, but I do want to talk football as spring football is underway. It's really been, hard to talk a lot of football with the Sweet 16 run, but there are the diehard football fans out there, and we'll give you some updates from spring football as well. Let's welcome Brent Bloom to the program. How are you, my friend?
Hey, guys.
Why are you late? What was more important than us?
Nothing. The wins. And work, yeah, the well, W's.
Yeah, did you get your work taken care of?
I got my work taken care of, yeah. Hey, sorry a little late, but I enjoyed the discussion on the way in.
What did you think? did we miss the boat on anything as far as the 13-14 season? How do you remember it? Do you remember it as a what if, or do you remember it as a great year where they overachieved?
No, I don't think they overachieved, but I think it was a great
year. Yeah, I didn't put that right.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, all the farewells that everyone's writing, it's like a long-lost girlfriend to this team because there's been a lot of good stuff out there.
Girlfriend was hot.
That's what it was.
She may not have been hot, but she was a good time.
Absolutely. I mean, one you'll remember. I was just thinking back today, what do you remember about the – and this is not to kill Greg McDermott, but what memorable moments do you have from that era? And that was 4 years' worth.
Bracken's going off and losing to Kansas.
That's probably, you know that, and then they won at K-State that 1 year. That was fun. Yeah. But just think of all the moments just this year from the Michigan game, the Johnny Orr, the tournament in Hawaii beating Iowa,
NAS, Oklahoma,
BYU, the IPO.
I mean, NAS times two.
I mean, there was probably 20, 25 moments that were legit moments this year. The entire trip in Kansas City was just like a dream for a lot of Iowa State fans, and the way they pulled out against North Carolina. It didn't end well, but it's one that you look back and it makes you happy.
You know, it's too bad that Cyclones TV should actually do this, and then they can give me 10% for the idea. But this would be a great year to go back and chronicle with all the video that they would have
in
the locker room. Because it was like a soap opera.
It was.
Especially when you consider San Antonio being there. I can tell you guys, that locker room, after an 18-point win against North Carolina Central.
Didn't feel like it.
You would think somebody died.
Yeah. Well, kind of someone did.
Well, as far as the season goes. Yeah. And then, the next day or 2 days later, it's complete opposite. Yeah. It's just pure ecstasy in that locker
room. One for the gift.
You know, I'm not one to get entirely philosophical, but really sports are meant to entertain and bring people together. And I think this team did that maybe more than any other Iowa State team I can remember. How entertaining were those guys? You didn't necessarily know what was going to happen, but they always kept you on the edge of your seat.
And a likable group, too. A bunch of guys who I think the fans related to, and it starts with their head coach. Let's go to the Hy-Vee hotline, 515-284-5966 here in the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota Radio Show. We are at Benchwarmers in Ankeny for the final time this season. David is on the line. David, what's on your mind?
I've got a question for the water cooler crowd tomorrow for the Hawkeye fan friends that people might have, and I haven't asked this question yet myself, but I'll do it tomorrow.
Are you an Iowa State fan or are you a Hawk fan?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay. Okay.
Can they name one Hawkeye basketball player that would start for Iowa State next year?
David, you're trolling already, bud.
Well, let's look logically. They lost Mel Basabi and Roy Devin.
So you got Woodbury, you got Gazelle.
Woodbury, Gazelle, Utah.
And the other kid's gone, too.
Olesaney.
Yeah.
Olesaney, Jock.
Yeah.
Short answer, no.
No, yeah, I don't.
Maybe Utah. Yeah. I like Utah as a hybrid guy when he plays.
I think Jack can turn out. I think Jack's actually going to turn out to be a pretty good player for Iowa.
Oglesby wouldn't start over Naz. They're similar players. I don't think. Yeah.
I don't think they would start. I think they'd be the sixth guy.
I think Utah would be better served to play for Hoiberg.
Yep.
I think he would fit in a lot better as far as that system and stuff goes.
Well, I think where Iowa's going to be good next year, Iowa State is good as well. And so if they had a dominant post, and Woodbury is not a dominant post yet, but no, I would take whatever the Hogue Nader over Woodbury.
Well, you know, David, to answer your question, when you get into that conversation, they're going to tell you that every single player on their roster would start for Iowa State. So just be prepared for that.
White,
that's probably what they're going to tell you.
We're forgetting Aaron White.
Yeah,
he's a senior, and he.
I don't know that he would start. I don't know that he would start. Because that's you got to
depends
keep
what Aaron White. If it's the Aaron White from the last month, no. If it's the Aaron White from November,
so who does he start over? We're talking big
know,
man.
Hogue?
We're talking. I don't think so.
He wouldn't.
I don't think he wouldn't start over Hogue. It was a nice try though, Bloom. It's awesome.
It'd be a conversation.
That's a good conversation. Yeah. Probably one that'll be on the station for the next 6 months.
Yeah. Thanks, David. We appreciate your call, man.
That was a good call. That's actually
right, David's already
gone. Interesting.
I actually put a blog up today with my projected starters for the 2014-15 season. I do want to debate that here later on in the program. And I preface this by saying, and this is where we're going to get into the recruiting conversation, but this will change. Iowa State currently has two scholarships open for next year. And listen, I don't know anything. There's always attrition. Somebody always leaves for one reason or another. So there could be more. And maybe it'll stay at two this year. Maybe everybody's really happy after a Sweet 16 run and they stay put. That's probably best case scenario. But this will probably change, but I do think it is. It could create some quality conversation here on the radio show. So we'll do that in the next segment. But before we do that, gentlemen, I want to thank our friends at Central Landscapes, or Country Landscapes, excuse me, who have been proudly serving Central Iowa since 1981. Country Landscapes has provided the ultimate in custom landscaping, innovative design, quality installations. They're all over the place. They serve Ames, Ankeny, Des Moines, Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Clear Lake, Mason City, Marshalltown, and, of course, the surrounding areas. They are our exclusive sponsor of the NCAA tournament in our coverage here at CycloneFanatic.com. Man, they got a steal because, the Sweet 16 run.
You didn't charge them anymore?
No. You know what? It's an upfront deal. We say there's risk on both sides, but, when Iowa State's a three seed, you have a pretty good shot to go to a place like New York City. But, no, Bloom, we missed you in New York, man. It was fun. Wish you could have been there.
Did you see he met Bill Cosby?
I saw that.
Chris Williams met Bill Cosby.
Did you ask him about the Jell-O pudding pops?
No.
I mean, that's what I want
to know. It was a bizarre deal how that all went down. So, Clones lose Friday night, and we go, at this point, we all wanted to get out of town. And because we had plane tickets booked back for mid-morning on Monday, and I was tired, and so everybody booked plane tickets back in Central Iowa media, pretty much. And the flight is at 6. We were at 6:30. There was a 6. There's a 6:50. We're done working at 1 o'clock. We're just gonna stay up all night. We're gonna find our way around New York, and we're gonna pull an all-nighter. So we did that. Get to the airport around 4:30, and Zavolinsky, Channel 5, he's behind us, and he's texting us and saying, "Hey, dude, I see Bill Cosby here." And we're like, okay, Zavolinsky's just pulling a fast one, right? So I'm sitting at gate D7 or whatever, and I'm talking with Jason Luch, the guy who one of the owners of CycloneFanatic.com, and all of a sudden, Bill Cosby literally sits down right next to me. I'm not kidding. I didn't go up to him. He sat right next to me.
He knew Chris Williams. Yeah.
No, he didn't know.
You, Chris Williams, but I'm Cyclone Fanatics.
I'm thinking to myself, okay, things just got real.
You got to take a picture.
Full disclosure, I had a few refreshments, as Jim Brinson would put it, at this point.
It's like a Bud Light commercial.
I mean, we've been out for 4 hours at this point, and we went straight to the airport. So Bill, and I'm like, man, this is like the Hangover here, the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's just too much to comprehend right now. And I started chatting. I'm Bloom. We've had this conversation numerous times. We don't like nudging people. Like when Adrian Peterson's dad was at the mall.
Right.
Well, listen to that. So we're at the Vikings
man,
store.
Man, stick with Bill Cosby. Okay, I want to hear about Bill, man.
Long story short, I'm not a fan of autographs or interrupting people.
I know that.
To get their picture.
Well, anyways, this other guy comes
Adrian
up and asks for an
dad anyway.
He's not a celebrity.
This guy comes up and asks him for a picture, and he's super nice. And then I turn to him and I say, "Hello, Mr. Cosby," and he goes, "Well, hello," and he's super nice, and he starts chatting with me. I was like, "Hey, you mind if I get a picture?" And he goes, "Sure." He goes, "You coming back from spring break or something?" Because I think I smelled like I had been up for 24 hours,
right
at this point,
right?
And took the photo. Zavolinsky and Joey Danya, they got a photo with, and he's great. I mean, he's popping off one-liners. He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. However, he's incredibly old.
Yes. No, really?
Yeah. I didn't realize, because when he goes on TV, he's like turning it on. It's pretty amazing. He is old.
How old is he, Chris?
Well, we looked it up. Murph looked it up on the air.
He's in his 80s.
No, he's like 77.
Like 80.
Come on, man.
77, I think.
So he still has it.
But no, he's a super good guy, though. That was the highlight of my last
I just thought
weeks.
It was pretty cool. I mean, you sit next to Bill Cosby, you're both smiling. And
well, I didn't want to bother him, but he seemed to really enjoy
it. Right next to you. He was probably looking for a Bush Light.
Well, it was 5 a.m.
76.
76. All right.
That's close to 80.
No, that was cool. San Antonio was all right. I was disappointed in San Antonio. It was not what I thought it was going to be. The Riverwalk is very cool downtown, but, man, once you get out of that, watch out.
Hey, you know what? I got a bone to pick with you. Well, so we always have these conversations about selfies. You know, that's our big thing.
Yeah, I'm a selfie
guy. So I get a picture that's posted of you at, like, 3 in the morning.
What are you talking about?
He's working hard.
What, are you standing in front of the Alamo?
Yeah.
You're taking a selfie?
That's
and you're trying to convince everyone that you're not drunk?
I wasn't.
First of all, who takes a selfie at 3 o'clock in the morning
other than
drunk people?
I swear I wasn't. That was the night that my computer decided to blow up when I'm down in San Antonio, and I'm taking taxi cabs all over God knows where to try and get my computer fixed, and I had to buy one. I didn't get done working that night until like 1:30 in the morning.
You decided to walk to the Alamo.
Yeah, take selfies. Yeah, let's go to the Alamo.
I met up with some friends. I'm like, hey, that's the Alamo. I'm going to go snap a I swear. That was the story from that night.
You would have won the internet if you would have taken a selfie in that same face with Bill Cosby.
Yes. You would have taken over.
Yeah.
Would have been the best picture of all time.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Well, it's fine.
Good trip. Kansas City was by far the most fun.
Man. It's awesome.
Clones won the Big 12 title there.
You know, we talked about this season, and me and Bloom, we kind of got into this last week when you were MIA. How much the fans have taken to this season? I mean, you really can't go anywhere right now in Iowa. I mean, Des Moines, I mean, anywhere in the local, usually you see a lot of Hawkeye gear. Everything is pretty much Cyclone right now. So I think the fans kind of took a liking to the year, too. I mean, it was awesome, man. It was unbelievable.
Absolutely. 515-284-5966, Hy-Vee Hotline. Rob is on the line. He wants to talk about next season. Hey, Rob.
Hey, I was just curious. You didn't mention Sherron Dorsey Walker anywhere. Do you think he fits in next year? Is he still more than a year away from playing? Or
that's a good question, Rob. Thank you for your call. I don't know, honestly, because he really struggled to see the floor this year. And there, with the lack of depth, I felt like there was an opportunity for him to, if he was showing something, to get on the floor. But he just, you know, he didn't get on the floor, and that concerns me. I'm not saying that he can't get better. They redshirted him a couple years ago, which in recruiting, if they're not going to redshirt you and waste that year if they don't see something in you. But he didn't see the floor. And when he was out there, he really didn't do anything to me to make me go, wow. I think that they're going to probably take a transfer or two with these open scholarships.
Yeah.
I think Naz Long, I think Matt Thomas, I think pretty much every – you know, Monte Morris, obviously, they're all ahead of him in the rotation. He's got some work to do in the offseason before I can put him in that rotation. What do you guys think?
Well, I think he's got to figure out what position he is, because he's a two, but he's kind of a three. He needs to work on his ball handling a little bit if he wants to be
a consistent
two.
If he can make shots, he's going to play.
But Fred, for every single year, does not play a deep bench. Right. I don't know if that'll change. But he's been pretty consistent.
He will never
guys.
Do what McCaffrey
yeah,
did
he's
this
just
year
not a, he's not a 10 or 11 rotation guy. And so, like you talked about, depending on who the transfers are, and there will be transfers, it's like the saying, they will come.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
They will come. It's like Kevin Costner. They need some help in the post, I think, before they need a guard. And I just don't see the minutes there in the guard corps, like you said, with Naz there and Matt Thomas in virtually the same position, and even Nader is kind of a swing guy who can play a little bit that three spots. I'm not sure there's minutes at the three either, and I don't know where Dustin Hope's going to go. So I just don't know where Dorsey Walker gets the minutes. He could be a 10-minute-a-game guy, but I just don't see much more than that.
Well, I think he's a two, and the thing that's really confusing about Sherron Dorsey Walker is if you ever have the opportunity to go watch this kid practice, you would think we're watching a totally different kid than when he's in a game. I mean, the kid is unbelievable. He's dynamic. He's athletic. He can do the things that he needs to do. The problem is when he's in the game, it's almost like it all goes away. It's like he's really nervous and things like that, and you would think after him redshirting and playing a couple years, that would be out of his system. He's a tall, lanky kid.
Yep.
I mean, He's got the makeup, but so did Anthony Booker. You know, not to say he won't come around, but I'm saying so did Booker. Booker had the makeup also. I think it's more mental for Sherron Dorsey Walker.
It's easy to forget Sherron was a top 125 guy. I mean, he's a pretty highly touted kid coming out of high school from the Detroit area. So I think he's got the talent there, but it's just a matter of getting that talent onto the floor.
Yeah, you got to get the mind right, and I hope so. I hope he
he's
a
good
it out.
Kid.
I think
great
he's
team guy
I think,
too.
I actually,
yeah.
don't you know Bloom? I think he's a two. I don't think he's a three. I think he's a two, but I agree with you. The ball handling is going to be a problem if he's going to play at the two.
All right, 515-284-5966. Thanks for the call, Rob. We appreciate it. We do need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll kind of dive into that lineup for next year. Again, we're going to talk some spring football coming up as well. If you want to join us on the Hy-Vee Hotline, 515-284-5966. We'll take your call right after this. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota Radio Show. We are here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny on 1460 KXNO.
When was the last time you had a juicy, tender, great-tasting T-bone? Introducing new 100% natural Hy-Vee Angus Reserve Beef. It makes going out for a great steak as easy as going out to your grill. And it's an everyday value, so you can make any night steak night. Try new 100% natural Hy-Vee Angus Reserve today. Dinner out just became dinner in.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
Introducing Iowa Realty's new mobile app for your phone or other device. Now you can find homes for sale based on your current location. You can see photo galleries, detailed information on homes for sale with the touch of your little pinky. It will change the way you look for real estate, I guarantee it. This is amazing new technology. It's Iowa Realty's new mobile app, available now. You can download today at the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with Host Duplex and my good friend Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and Host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at hostduplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
I'm Tim Sitzman with Mr. B Clothing and Clyde. We celebrated our 40th anniversary late last fall, and although we were extremely proud of that accomplishment, it also gave us a lot of things to think about. The two things that stuck in my head are the questions, how can we get better, and what can we do to get more people to come in and experience our store? We've made a lot of changes in the last few years, a remodel of the store, and bringing in brand names that you won't find many places in Iowa. Brands like Paul and Shark, Canali, St. Croix, Gravati, Samuelson, and Byron join our traditional favorites, Hartshaffner Marks, and Southwick. We are also very excited about our men's shoe department, which we think may be one of the largest and best in Iowa. There are a lot of changes at Mr. B Clothing, but the one thing that will never change is our total commitment to service and making sure you, our customer, have the best clothing and the best shopping experience ever. Come experience the new Mr. B Clothing on 86th Street in Clive.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to Benchwarmers here in Ankeny. It's the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota Radio Show. Final one of the season here tonight. Kind of a Kind of bittersweet. Tron, are you excited for a little time off?
You know, you always want to hang out with YouTube characters.
Don't lie.
I mean, that's the thing.
You
always hang out with YouTube, but you know, it's always good for a break too. You know, take a little break. I know,
take
Chris, you've been working nonstop, and me and Bloom, we've been just here kind of trying to hold down the fort. That's a tough job to do, man.
Take a little break and play some golf. How about that?
Absolutely.
I got to head up to Golf USA. I actually do. This is not just like a shameless plug here. I need a new golf bag. My one, because I got a new set like 4 years ago, and it's torn. It's torn all over the place. And I know my good buddies up at Golf USA, they've got all sorts of great stuff. A lot of Iowa State stuff, too. I stopped in there, it was a couple of months ago, to do a little re-gripping. And, I mean, if it's like visors, you wear visors, don't you, Tron?
I'm a visor guy.
You're a visor guy. I've got Iowa State hats. They've got club covers. And the cool thing is if you take your Cyclone Club card, you can get 10% off of these items. So Golf USA, it's right there on Duff Avenue, just right down the road from Wilson Toyota of Ames. I'd really highly suggest, too, and this is my own personal recommendation, the re-gripping. Because a lot of times the clubs you buy, I like a good soft grip,
mm-hmm.
a little thicker grip, too, and it's very affordable. It doesn't cost much to take a club in there and get it.
I
got my putter.
Yeah.
I got a new putter last year. I got it re-gripped. And they do a really good job. I mean, if you go in there and they're not busy, you'll have your clubs back in 10 minutes. It doesn't take them long, and they do awesome work. So, again, Golf USA up there at Duff Avenue in Ames, right down the road from Wilson Toyota of Ames. A little news and notes here for him around the Big 12 Conference. We're still talking basketball. Texas Tech's Jordan Tolbert is transferring to SMU. Kind of old news that he's transferring, new news today that he has found himself a home. SMU, man, they are going to be stacked next year.
And Texas Tech just cannot get over the hump.
They were on the verge of being okay.
They're going to be good. They're going to be okay because they lost
Dusty. They're going to be like an NIT team at least.
They lost Dusty Long-Haired Hannes as well.
Yeah.
He's transferring.
Yeah.
It's like two of their starters.
There's got to be something going on in the locker room.
Well, what is it with Tubby, though? He ran all those guys out up in Minnesota. Is he too hard?
I'm not sure. But that's tough because Tolbert's going to play right away for SMU.
You know what's even more tough is Aaron Harris leaving
Virginia. That's real bad.
That's a team, in my mind, not knowing what's going to happen over the next couple of months with transfers and spring mm-hmm. recruiting. That's a team I felt you had to consider talking about putting them in the conversation for a Big 12 title even next year with the backcourt of Staten and Harris. But, I mean, that's a tough break for Bob Huggins. That drops them to middle of the pack in the Big 12.
Staten did say today he's not going to the NBA, which
I'm
not sure he was ever going to be considered a first-round pick to begin with, but he's coming back to Morgantown.
Yeah.
But another guy is not.
Harris is out.
Harris is out. Wiggins is out.
So then you have Wiggins and Embiid leaving Kansas, too. Kansas will get theirs. Don't they have the top recruit in the country coming in already next year? They've got the Selden kid is coming back. So
yeah,
they're going to be up at the top of the league again, even with what they have. But
see your boy Nadir Tharp today?
What did he do?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
No, what did he do?
I heard about it. I didn't see it, but I heard he was –
Was he running?
I was just looking at it for news purposes. But Nadir decided to take a selfie, you know our favorite term, selfie.
Yeah, absolutely.
With a
Chris
gal,
Williams.
With a gal, and both had clothing optional.
Wait,
and it ended up on the internet.
Yeah.
Wait, so.
In the campus dorm room, is that correct?
Yeah.
So is it.
But that's not a violation, though, is it?
It would be not safe for work viewing.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's not a violation, though. That's not a team.
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
The guy shouldn't be. He's not going to get kicked off the team. He might have to run a little bit more. But Nadir.
Come on, Nadir. Is it Nadir?
We don't know. But whatever it is.
Okay, let's talk starting lineup next year. I threw this out there today, knowing darn well that this is way premature. Doesn't really mean much because, as we've discussed, transfers will come. We have a good feeling. Projected starters. See if you guys can argue this. I've got four that I feel really good about, and this is assuming that Jameel McKay will not be eligible until second semester.
Right.
That's a game changer for him. Niang is a lock. I think Dustin Hogue is a lock. I think Abdel Nader is a lock. And I think Monte Morris is a lock. The one that gave me a hard time, and a lot of fans will go, ooh, they're not going to understand this. But Naslong and Matt Thomas. I feel I put Naslong in there based off of what we saw the last month of the season. Naz hit 46% of his three-point shots over the last 10 games this year for Iowa State. Really, and when he started hitting shots, he got better on defense as well. So many times, though, towards the end of the season, I'm like, man, he really reminds me of Tyrus McGee. Just the, you know, the quick release. It seemed like everything he shot towards the end of the year, you thought it was going in. A lot like Tyrus. Even so, I think Matt Thomas, I mean, he made 37% of his threes as a freshman. He clearly lacked confidence, but I really feel like Hoiberg is going to spend a ton of time with Matt in the gym during the offseason. Would not be surprised to see Matt as your starter at the two, because we know Fred likes energy off of the bench. What do you guys think about that? Where are you at on that type of argument?
I think I agree with you. I agree with your other guys. I think Nader's a starter, and of course Niang. Of course,
Hoag. I don't think Nader gets talked about.
I think a lot of people forget that he's even there. Yeah, Hoag's there, and Monte Morris is a no brainer. Here's my thing, though. I think that's where your transfer hole is.
Yeah.
And even if Matt Thomas comes around, because again, like we talked about earlier, Naslone came around, it still took him a little while. I don't know that he's a starter. I think that's the hole that they're trying to fill, if they can find a transfer to fill in that hole. I don't think either one of those guys start. I think that's where the hole they'll come in and find a guy that starts
there. You're probably right.
And then it's going to get even more interesting when McKay is in the lineup. Then you're going to have a bigger problem.
Brent?
It's so tough right now because there are the unknowns. Let me start with Nader.
Just go with what you know.
Yeah,
let's just say this
I think,
is what you
well, let's. I think Nader, if when Matt Abdelmassey said that as long as Fred is there, they'll win the newcomer player of the year, I think I would target Nader as the guy. I mean, you look
but
at
a lot
guy.
Of fans, though, Brent, they think it's McKay. Well, if you can't play until January, that's tough.
Well, and we'll talk about both those guys. Nader, you see him, you see his highlight film, and it doesn't quite do justice to the amount of work that guy's put in this year while he hasn't been playing. He is taller than Melvin Edgem, and he's thicker.
And he's long.
And he's probably a better ball handler than Melvin. Melvin was a great player. Never really got – he got better as a ball handler. But I think Nader's skill level is probably better than Edgem's. Now, Edgem, his off – the non-skill part was off the charts, and it's tough to really measure how that impact. But I think Nader will be able to fill in. He won't be Melvin Edgem. But he's going to be closer than people think.
I think he's like a combination of Will Clyburn and
yes.
Melvin.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
A Will Clyburn with size.
But yeah, he's not as skilled as Will, but he's more assertive than Will. But he's probably a little bit more skilled than Melvin. But I don't know. I mean, replacing Melvin's drive is almost impossible because I've never seen a player like
that. How much better is that guy, though, sitting through this season and just from practice standpoint and things like that? I mean, we're talking game ready from go.
And as far as McKay, to compare what he did in junior college, he averaged 19 and 11 at Indian Hills. Dustin Hoag was on the same team. Hoag had a pretty good year. Hoag averaged 11 and 5 on that same team. So McKay's ceiling is so much greater than pretty much anybody could expect. I mean, he's a legit 6'9 who can jump out of the gym. He's going to be their best rim protector since Kelvin Cato. And that changes your entire defensive philosophy because not only – now you don't have to worry about packing it in. You can pressure more on the perimeter because you know you have that big fella down underneath the basket to protect the rim. He will impact their game defensively maybe as much as anybody they've had. I'd say maybe more than Chris Babb did.
Yeah. Well, you think about defensively. Yeah. I mean, people coming to the rim, that's been a thorn for the past couple of years. You don't have that guy. Now you got a 6'9 guy in there. That not only is he 6'9, the guy can get off his feet pretty well too. It's going to get pretty interesting with McKay down there. So we got a lot of
they've got options, which is what
they
you
got
want.
A lot of. Yeah, they got a lot of options. I just think once McKay comes in, then you know, you think about McKay being there and Nader playing. So where does Hoag go?
Yeah, and then where does Hoag go? And after scoring 30-plus in New York, I don't know.
So let me ask you about that. Someone asked me about Hoag. Is it potential or is it just the matchup that showed what he showed?
Okay, so let me give you this stat. Over the last six games of the season, so that's the postseason, that's the Big 12 tournament through Friday, he averaged 17.7 points per game.
Wow.
A little bit inflated due to the 34-point performance, but not really.
Yeah.
I mean, he won that game for him against Kansas State and Kansas City. He was really good in the postseason.
He really was.
And that's even before Niang went out. It's not like he was shooting a whole lot more either. So I mean, if you just strictly look at the numbers, he got better towards the end of the year when his team needed him the most. And that's encouraging.
And he's got the tournament experience, so that's what brings you into next season when McKay's on the floor. Is it Nader or is it Hogue? Because we're talking same position.
I don't think you can take Dustin Hogue out of the starting lineup. I really don't. I mean, the
problem is once Nader establishes himself early, because you think we got a while before we see McKay.
Here's the
problem. I mean, a lot can happen in that.
But Dustin Hogue was the Big 12 second leading rebounder this year. I mean, try taking that guy out of your lineup.
I understand that.
That's hard to do.
The question is what happened.
As far as the guards go, it's different next year because Monte is more of a facilitator than DeAndre Kane was.
Yeah.
So he's not that bulldog at the guard spot, which means that the two guards should get more opportunities because he's going to have more production scoring wise, but he's not. I don't think he'll ever be a 17 to 20 point guy. I can see him comfortably next year around 10, but who's ever in that two guard position is going to have to create their own shot,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I think Matt Thomas's upside is a little bit greater than Naz Long. I love Naz Long's game, but I think his game is primarily more as just a guy who's going to take a bunch of threes, and he's going to make a lot of them. But I think Matt has the game off the dribble to be a really good player, but he's just got to get that confidence. So, Chris, I agree with you. I can see a scenario where Matt Thomas starts because of that reason.
Yeah, and again, Fred loves the energy guy off the bench. I think Naz brings you that more than Matt does.
Right. And I think he's great in that six-man spark plug role.
And the thing is, too, in order to be the six-man, you've got to be a certain type of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrus was that guy. He really didn't care. Naz is absolutely.
He's absolutely.
I think
okay
he's more
that
guy than Tyrus was.
Well, that guy. People hate. You know, they forget about the sixth man. But you know, I think it's a great position for the fact that you get to watch the game. You can find tendencies if you didn't see them on film. You can definitely see them in real game time. So when you come in, I mean, the expectations of what the player you're defending is going to do and how that defense is going to move. It's easier for you. I mean, you know what's there.
We talked a little about Sherron Dorsey Walker in the first segment. I think Clayton Custer, the point guard from Kansas City, will play more than he does next year because Custer can handle the ball, and they're going to need a second ball handler to spell Monte Morris. So Custer's going to be a valuable part of that Iowa State team
and,
as well.
And defensively, too, I feel like Custer is a lot like Monte in the sense that what really one of the perks of his game is how smart he is. And, you know, as Fred likes to talk about the whole basketball IQ thing, he's off the charts. Clayton Custer is. I mean, he really compare his high school resume to that of Monte Morris. Almost identical,
except,
you know, their stats are a little different. Custer's mm-hmm. a little bit better of a shooter. I think Monte's probably a better defender. You know, there's different things, but nonetheless, that both of them multi-time state champions, players of the year. He was Mr. Basketball. Custer is 6A player of the year in Kansas. Very similar, I think, as far as what expectations were for Morris going into this season, what Custer for next year.
So can Custer play the two? Because I think the hole here is the two. The thing is this. When they move DeAndre Kane to the two, it complicates anybody's defense. And I think that's where this offense really had the opportunity to shine once Monte Morris established itself as the point guard.
I think this, though, Tron, I think who's – remember – our conversations in October, I think who's the one, who's the two are always overrated.
Yeah, there's really no labels.
Because they're all going to handle the ball. If Nader's on the floor, if George Niang's on the floor, he's going to handle the ball. So, frankly, I don't think it matters with Custer. I mean, as long as he's out there, can hit a shot, can spell Monte of the ball every once in a while.
Look what Connecticut did with their two little guards.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, I mean, size, I think, in college basketball is overrated to an extent. Now, you can't have a guy like Boltwright guarding a 6'5 dude, but you can get away, you know, guarding a Matt Thomas, which he did pretty well, or a Naz Long.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys are cool with my starting lineup?
I like your starting lineup.
I think so.
And the huge caveat being this will get through. We will know a lot more in about a month because that whole thing could be turned upside down.
Yeah. I mean, there's gonna be a lot of transfer opportunity out there.
Well,
that'll change things.
And also, and this is a good thing for Iowa State in the sense that if you're a transfer, this is a premier spot because it's proven that every one of these guys, even like probably the least successful transfer was Anthony Booker, but he still had a career. You know what I mean? He still played.
Yeah.
I there's really not a non-success story that I can think of other than that kid from USC, but that had nothing to do with Iowa State and Fred Hoiberg. So it really has become a prime destination for the transfers, and frankly, you can't really blame the kids for wanting to play for Fred Hoiberg. We have to take our final break of the evening. We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit of spring football, spring game coming up in just a little bit. If you want to join us, you can still talk basketball with us, but it's your radio program, 515-284-5966. That is the Hy-Vee hotline, our final break of the season here on the Wilson Toyota Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. We are at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We're back right after this.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
I'm Tim Sitzman with Mr. B Clothing and Clive. We celebrated our 40th anniversary late last fall, and although we were extremely proud of that accomplishment, it also gave us a lot of things to think about. The two things that stuck in my head are the questions, how can we get better, and what can we do to get more people to come in and experience our store? We've made a lot of changes in the last few years, a remodel of the store, and bringing in brand names that you won't find many places in Iowa. Brands like Paul and Shark, Canali, St. Croix, Gravati, Samuelson, and Byron join our traditional favorites, Hartshefner Marks, and Southwick. We are also very excited about our men's shoe department, which we think may be one of the largest and best in Iowa. There are a lot of changes at Mr. B Clothing, but the one thing that will never change is our total commitment to service and making sure you, our customer, have the best clothing and the best shopping experience ever. Come experience the new Mr. B Clothing on 86th Street in Clive.
In this day and age, having a quality website is critical for your business. And with that comes the need for top-of-the-line web hosting. That's what we have at CycloneFanatic.com with Host Duplex and my good friend Sam Jadali. When I took over Cyclone Fanatic back in 2009, we had all sorts of technical issues. We tried multiple server platforms, and I really had no clue to turn. And that's when I met Sam, a Waukee guy who has turned the back end of Cyclone Fanatic into an absolute rock. Day or night, Sam is there when I need him, and Host Duplex is a clinic when it comes to customer service. That's why I'm recommending him to all of you out there in Radio Land. Visit Sam at HostDuplex.com. Check out what he has to offer today. I will give you my word, it's a decision you will not regret.
You know, Iowa Realty is all about marketing tools. For more than half a century now, in fact, 60 full years, Iowa Realty has offered buyers and sellers more to get the job done. IowaRealty.com, the most comprehensive real estate website in Iowa. We have our weekly television show, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on ABC5 or online. Our quarterly magazine, the Iowa Realty section of the Des Moines Sunday Register, and our revolutionary new Iowa Realty mobile app. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
appropriate bumper music here from Andrew Downs. Much appreciated. You're listening to the
it's like my seventh grade dance right here.
Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota Radio Show at Benchwarmers. Kind of tearing up. Andrew, can you turn it up for just a moment?
No, Chris. Wow. I will not hold your hand.
Closing time. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it, my friends. Last show of the year, last 10 minutes of the season. Bloom, we'll still be doing podcasts. Right?
Yeah, well, this will make you sad.
Oh, boy.
150 days to the next football game. It's the next major sporting event. I mean, you got the spring game.
I'll be honest with you.
I know you're probably a little worn out.
I'm not really worried about football at this point. I'm ready to get the spring game over with. I'm going to Florida with you the day after, and then we'll worry about football.
There you go.
Can I get something off my chest?
Please.
Shoot
your show. Shoot it.
The Brandon Jensen leaving and Rodney Coe getting kicked off the team for reasons that sounded very valid, according to Paul Rose. Uh-huh. I'm not criticizing Paul for this. It really has sucked the wind out of my sails as far as this football program goes. Not overall. I like the offense. I think they're going to be a lot better. It'll be more fun to watch. But I don't know how that defense is going to stop anybody. Wally Burnham, as Bloom eloquently put years ago, is the wizard, and they will be better than I'm thinking right now.
Yoda.
But I am concerned about how that defense is going to stop anybody.
I don't see how first of all, you had a hole before you got rid of those two guys.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of question. Now there's even more question.
Yeah, I just.
Now either, and to be honest with you, there's got to be something more there for you to let guys like that go, guys that you need.
Hey, listen, Paul Rose,
whatever it is, it is. I mean, you know, rules are rules. I agree with that. Rules are
Paul
rules.
Paul is a man of integrity. I vouch for him. He really is.
I know.
And if Rodney Coe got dismissed from the team,
he deserved
to be
absolutely
dismissed from the team, as important of a guy as that is. But I just, you know, I was excited to see what I thought was going to be a pretty good defensive line from an Iowa State standpoint. And I'm looking at it now, and I'm thinking, here we go again, start from scratch. Because, I mean, David Irving's a fine player, but now he's going to get double-teamed every time he's on the field. You lost Colin Bevins. Now you've got some optimism as far as his defense goes. I'm a little bit concerned.
We're concerned every year, Chris.
I think, but not to this level.
We have the same conversation every year. We ask questions, who's going to be the linebacker? Yeah. Who's going to play DB? Who's going to be defensive line? We had the same question last year about the defensive line, which found out we were
have valid concerns.
Yeah. It's really frustrating, though, that you thought for the first time in 9 years, seriously, 9 years, that they would have a above-average defensive line.
A Big 12 quality defensive line.
And now you look at it, and it's the same story. And they'll do work with them. Those guys always do.
And they're great defensive coaches.
I just wish they
do more with less, but I'm looking at this depth chart, and I'm going, what are you going to do, gentlemen?
A good carpenter needs good tools.
Yes.
And they have
it's not really fair because we haven't seen a lot of these young guys who have been coming, and maybe they're better. Listen, I don't know. I haven't seen them. All I know is your defensive line needed. At Iowa State, the way you recruit the defensive line, either you have to get really good JUCOs or you've got to develop a guy like you did with Brandon Jensen. And now, I mean, you put 4 years into this guy to turn him into a Big 12 player. He wasn't a Big 12 player when you signed him, Tron. He was not a Big 12 player. It took you 3 full years to make him a Big 12 player, and now he's gone. Rodney Coe was a Big 12 player. You get him here, he's finally learning the position. He's a madman the last few games of the year. He gone. And it's maddening. And it's nobody's fault. I'm not blaming the coaches.
No, it's the players' fault.
Paul had to do what he had to do. And that's when you take a guy like Coe on with troubling past, it's a risk you take.
Well,
I fully understand this.
You know what? Sometimes, Chris, you have to set an example. And it takes things like this for that example to work. Because once you start swaying, you got to sway all the way. Yes, I understand. We need this guy. We need this guy. But the bottom line is this: when you have rules and you don't follow rules,
I am not criticizing Paul for kicking the guy off the team. He answered the questions last Monday night, and he gave legitimate reasons why he's gone. I'm just saying, from a fan standpoint, looking at what's going on, it's frustrating. You can't blame a fan for being a little frustrated. And again, I'm not killing Burnham. It's just. Tron, when we started spring football, we had that preview show here. We were talking to DLI. Man, this is exciting. They're going to be able to stop. And now, like, Coe is a huge part. He's a huge part of that. Got to move on.
There'll be a big hole.
Glenn Waterhouse Insurance. Give shout-out to my boy. See, that's who we need to talk about because he's a former Cyclone linebacker, Glenn Waterhouse from State Farm Insurance. Talking with him a little bit about disability insurance right now for my wife. He's a – man, he the guy is a whiz when it comes to – he knows all that stuff. So I want to encourage you to give Glenn a call, former Cyclone, played for Coach Walden. He's a great guy, too. We really enjoyed working with him this year. 515-223-5566. Again, Glenn Waterhouse. .com. He is a State Farm insurance agent out of Johnston. Good tweet by our friend Ryan. Bloomy says, Hoke can guard the two spot.
Yep.
We can go big or long with stretches with Niang and Nacer being Nader, I think is what he meant. I didn't know if he had come up with some fancy nickname with that tweet, but being the creators. It's a good point. You got options.
Absolutely. And I totally could see that happening because Dustin Hoke's athletic enough to guard that two spot, which people forget about that end of the floor. They always think offensively, but you also have to guard on the other end. And when you have George Niang, which makes him so good and why I think he'll be an all-timer at Iowa State, is because he can still play that point forward spot for two more years.
The thing with Hogue is that he's justified being on the court. I mean, no matter what we do, no matter where we put people, we have to have a guy like that on the court. And I'm not going to question Fred. I think he's done a great job of putting people out there, and he's thinking further down the line than we are. I can tell you that.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you. I want to thank Tron and Danny and Danny Wilson and everybody at Wilson Toyota. It's been a fun year. We've been doing this. It's our fourth year now. Looking forward to year number five. But I really do. And Bloom, you know this. You're one of my best friends in the world. I love doing this show. It's my favorite part of the week. There's certain parts of every job that stress a guy out. This is not one of them. I mean, it is just a breath. I love coming to Benchwarmers, and they treat us well here. Joe Farron, our good friend, and we got John Sellers who comes every week, and Andrew Downs since he took over his position at KXNO, he's made our show better.
Oh yeah,
in numerous ways behind the scenes, and we can't thank him enough. The fancy intros and like we. Everything. I just want to thank everybody from Glenn Waterhouse to Hy-Vee and the Hy-Vee Hotline and, of course, Mr. B Clothing and all of our great sponsors and Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine. We had fun with five questions, didn't we? I think you guys tied.
I don't think so. You know, that's what Andrew Downs was good at. You were robbing me until Andrew got in the middle of this thing.
Do you know who had the best record, though? His guests, Jack Whitford and Kirk Holland, the stat guy.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. I'm standing up for him. Listen, I'm tired of people calling him the stat guy, all right? I don't want to hear that anymore.
That's what he is, Tron. but seriously, thank you, Tron. We appreciate it.
Hey, man, thank you, man. It's been fun. You know, Chris, we've done this for a while now. And I agree with you. I mean, I look forward to this night every week. You know, Bloom, it's always fun to have Bloom. I tell you guys off the camera, but, you know, when I'm watching a game and there's a question, my 7-year-old goes, call Bloom, he'll answer it. So that's pretty neat. So thank you guys.
Bloom,
thank you.
You have any parting thoughts in 10 seconds?
# be well.
Man, talk about microphone drop right there by Bloomer. Thanks for listening. More importantly, you putting up with our junk all season long. We appreciate it. We'll have the podcast posted here in about a half hour at CycloneFanatic.com. So long, everybody. We will be back next August.